stopped us, well, like Ronnie and Frank did. But we got him bombing that Duke Tire Company thing. Remember that?
Yeah,
Danny Cochran. Danny Cochran was going to expand from Atlantis. And he had cut a deal to acquire the old Duke Tire Company down there on Marietta Street. And we went down there, and Bo was there. I remember Bo helping. We went down there and cleared away a bunch of that kudzu and stuff, but it never panned out. He's going to make a big nightclub out of it.
Right. Well, then the first night they tried to open, it's going to be the Turkey Trip thing, and they had to move it to the Georgian Terrace. And things got all screwed up there. It was still a good night, but it didn't come off the way they had planned.
Do you remember the concert that they had the night before they tore down the old Governor's Mansion? It was about.
The way up there on 18th Street or around in there.
It was during the summer, probably June or July, 69. And they said, you know, I met some people up on the strip, and they said, come on, man, there's a big party.
The dead played?
No. There's a big party over there at the old Governor's Mansion, over there in the Prado.
Yeah.
And we walked down there, and they had a peace sign made out of axe handles, because that's the West of Madden, the governor, remember? Brick Wall were playing. And that was,
I remember the Brick Wall.
That was Hatchet's band. That's when he was living with Judy Johnson.
Yeah, before he became a Little Feet with Little Feet.
Well, I know George Coates that was from that band. I know him pretty well. Yeah.
It was really funny. We're all passing joints around and stuff, and here comes these two old straight people. And they said, you know, I heard about that stuff when I was in the South Pacific during World War II, but I've never tried it. So those two old people got high. And I mean, he was a World War II veteran, and they were, you know, to us, they were real old.
Oh, yeah. They're probably younger than we are now,
yeah,
right?
They were probably 40.
Everybody was turning on that night. You know, the hippies had, like, crashed this thing. But it was kind of open to anybody wanting to come. It was a walk-in, walk-out deal.
No, I've never heard that one now.
Yeah, that's it was all outside, you know, and that's where the band was set up. I think on the front step.
You know.